So, in this first two verses, taking refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, until the enlightenment of the achieved, I go for refuge. So here, you are practicing two refuge, cause refuge and result refuge. So, until the enlightenment is achieved, that shows our result refuge. So, I go for refuge, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that shows the cause refuge. So you rely upon the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, whose mental condition is separate from yours. So the Buddha, whose whole mind is free from the all the gross and subtle defilements, whose whole mind is perfected in all qualities, their realizations, perfected in qualities, all the qualities of cessation and all the qualities of realizations. Then, Dharma, the two parts, the main Dharma, the true path and true cessation, the suffering, and it's the actual Sangha, the ultimate Sangha, that the who is the eternal of the true path. So by relying upon them, say, the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the whose mental condition is separate from what's on mental condition, who has all those qualities, you see, rely upon them. Then from that what you achieve is that you actualize true path and true cessation of the suffering. You actualize the Dharma in your mental continuum, and then you become the Sangha. You achieve the result Dharma, you achieve the result Sangha. Then you achieve the result Buddha, you see, like that. So, what for? Then the need to actualize, the Dharma, what was the mental continuum, the path, and once it becomes the Sangha, the ultimate Sangha, and the Buddha, one becomes the Buddha. So, with oneself. See, once one mental continuum is perfected in all the qualities of cessation, the qualities of realizations, so one is able to do perfect work towards sentient beings, to free them. There are numberless hell beings, numberless beings in the hell realm, numberless beings in the realm of the hungry ghost, and numberless beings in the animal realm, as well as human. Sura. So you are able to do perfect work to free the numberless sentient beings in the hell realm from oceans of samsara suffering and bring in full enlightenment. Also, numberless human beings free them from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in full enlightenment. So free the numberless asura beings from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in full enlightenment. Like similar asuras and then help the ghost animals. And numberless intermediate beings, so like that. So, able to do perfect work without slightest mistake towards sentient beings, cause all the happiness. So this is the main objective of our life, purpose of our living, why we're born, why we to have taken a human body at this time. Why we spend so much money for survival? Why we spend so much money to have a long, long life? Why we spend so much money to be healthy? Why we spend so much money for shelter, protection for this body, and clothing, food? All this, so much, unbelievable, so much, and even debts, you know? Even debts, you know, to be healthy and long life and to have comfort and all this. So why, you know, why we do this? So if we live the life to benefit for other sentient beings, then all these things make sense. You know, all these expenses that we make has meaning, has a benefit. We went in, you know, parents sent in the kindergarten when we were small children. You know, they pay money for that. However, that's another subject. Benefit we received, so much benefit, kindness of them, benefit we received from them, that's not the subject. No. Oh, that say. However, in short, one reason why we should live the life for others, why we should benefit, we should use our life to benefit others and them beings. There should be something special than from the animals. Life, just living for oneself, you know, whatever they do just for oneself. Like the Nagarjuna said, maybe Santo Gomi, I think, said, I'm sure they are locked in. Yeah. I mean, she, even the animal, they find a bunch of grass, they eat it for themselves. You know? There's more verses about that, not just about that, but anyway. That's also other expression, but just that one. So like that, whatever they do is just for themselves, you know, to achieve happiness for themselves, you know. So this life, we are not born as animal, we are born as human being. That has all the opportunities to develop good heart, to develop wisdom, and to develop compassion. We have all the opportunity. Yeah. So easy to do, you know, with this human body. As I normally mention that, because having received this human body, endowed with this human body, it gives opportunity, capacity to understand, you see, the teaching of the Buddha. How you able to understand the Dharma, you know. Which shows the path to to say cease, finish, to purify, to cease the cause of the suffering, obscuring, disturbing negative emotional thoughts and its action karma, all the cause of the suffering, including the dead. So, including what causes the death, what causes the rebirth. Because of rebirth, then there's sicknesses. Because of rebirth, there's old age. Because of rebirth, because of the samsara rebirth, you see, enter the kundal karma delusion, then the relationship problems. Unable to find desirable objects. Even when found, another suffering. You begin another suffering, unable to get satisfaction. So all that things. So all this suffering, all these things that you suffer so much in their life. So that by practicing dharma, you can remove the seeds of this delusion karma, you see. And can be totally liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering. So anyway, and develop, compassion to all living beings, good heart, source of wisdom, then, able to cause all the happiness to a sentient being. Happiness of this life, happiness of all the coming future lives to others, and liberation from samsara, one is able to cause others, and the great liberation, full enlightenment, one can cause all the numberless other sentient beings. So much what you can do with this precious human body, with this human body. So you see, because this human body has capacity or opportunity to understand the words, meanings of the Dharma. So with this human body, as I normally mentioned, so easy to understand. That what is the cause of happiness? The action which result happiness, motivated non-anger, non-attachment, non-ignorance. So, the minute when somebody explained this, you understood what is the cause of happiness, what brings happiness. You have wisdom, Dharma wisdom. Since you have Dharma wisdom, you understood this, you understood it within that few seconds. So since from that time, you have the wisdom. You see, one day, how many times you want to practice Dharma? You see, you change, so you transform your attitude, your motivation, the attitude, make it Dharma, without following those three persons' mind. So, make it Dharma, and then your action become Dharma. Then, definitely, then you are able to achieve result of happiness. So you can do this in 24 hours, day and night, anytime you want. How many you want. How many you want to create a cause of happiness. You can do that. from that day, from that minute, that you you learned within a few seconds what is the cause of happiness and how to achieve happiness. So, you see, in your whole life, you have an incredible opportunity to practice Dharma and to achieve happiness without mistake. Unbelievable opportunity. So that is it. Like that, similar, you know, to achieve ultimate happiness, full enlightenment, you see, through change of your attitude, that your actions, cause to achieve liberation from samsara and great liberation, full enlightenment. Whichever happiness you want to achieve, you can create that. So, unbelievable opportunity. In 24 hours, you know, whichever happiness one wishes to achieve, one can create a cause, and how much one wishes to achieve that happiness, it's a one to create a cause of that. So, now, for example, if you explain cat and dog who lives with you, you see, horse and the cows and the goats and sheep, you see, pigs and like that, you see, chickens. If you explain them, you know, even for eons, you explain continuously, you see, day and night, continuously explain for eons. the cause of happiness is, you see, virtue. Explain the virtue, you see, action which result of happiness, motivated by non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment, you see. So you explain, even for eons, continuously, you see, non-stop, you see, every day, hour, minute, see, continuously you repeat for eons, no way they can understand the words, meanings, you know. Even those animals living with us, no way they can understand. So no way them to have that, say, to practice Dharma, you know, with that wisdom. You see, and to achieve all those happiness as we have opportunity, you know, not just this life, but the happiness, other coming future lives, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment, all this. So you see, so there's huge differences. Yourself, you who has human body this time, these sentient beings, animals, even those who are living with human being, living with you, they don't have this capacity because they don't have human body. So, you can see now. Therefore, you can see now this human body we have. How so precious, how unbelievable precious it is. Oh, unexpressible how the that even one own gold, mountains of gold, even you possess mountains of diamond, even this size of earth, diamond, gold, you or even your own, just by having that, you see, you don't get, you cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. Just by you possess your own, even the size of the earth, you see, the size of diamond or gold, you see, cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. But that alone, you see, then no question, you can't achieve liberation from all this, full enlightenment, all this, you know, just by having that, you see. For example, sentient being, the Nagas, they have wish grand jewel all the time on the crown, wish grand jewel, not just gold diamond, wish grand jewel on the crown. But they still in an animal. See, really, you see. So they possess so many those jewels, so much. But however, that alone doesn't nothing makes the liberate from that, from the animal realm, the suffering. See, for that, whereas Milarepa, the great Tibetan yogi, who had nothing, lived in the cave. You see, who had nothing but practiced Dharma and achieved, liberated from samsara, oceans of suffering of samsara, and caused delusion karma in that life. Not only that, achieved full enlightenment in a few number of years. In that life, in that brief lifetime of degenerated time, not for that, you know, by living thousand years, not that, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time, achieved full enlightenment. So that's because by having the human body and used to practice Dharma. So like that, many other, not only Milarepa, but there happened many others who accomplished same. Nothing but had human body, used to practice Dharma. You see, it's a too much. There's so many happened. So like that, liberated from all the fears of samsara, see? Of the suffering, you know, in that life, in a brief lifetime of this time, so many did that, and it's so same human body, you know, so we have, but learn Dharma, same human body but learn Dharma. Practiced, this is what happened with them. They were like, you know, had great accomplishment in that life. Already enlightened a long time ago. Even though they were before they began practice, they were same as us, who had all the emotional negative thoughts, all the problems like that, but use their body to practice Dharma. By learning Dharma, they change their attitude. So everything, all the accomplishment came from that. Very good heart, cherishing others, letting go I, so that. So now here, so now you can see this human body that we have, unbelievable precious. See that, think of them, compare that, what this animals who are around, living around us. They have no opportunity at all to learn, to understand meaning, to practice, if you explain them for eons. So, therefore, just from this, so permit that. So that means, you see, with this human body that we have received this time, so easy to learn Dharma. So easy to practice. And so easy to achieve realization. So easy to achieve liberation from samsara and full enlightenment. Even from one side, you see, if one does learn Dharma, practice Dharma. So easy. You know, if you compare others with this human body, for us, this way, so easy to be liberated from oceans of some sort of suffering and to achieve enlightenment. So you can see, if you don't do that, how this is unbelievable waste, loss. In each second, with this precious human body, in each second, more precious than the whole sky filled with wish-granting jewel. Not only gold, diamond, or billions of dollars, not all that, but filled with the wish-granting jewels. As I mentioned before, with that alone, cannot stop even the rebirth in the lower realm. You can only get from wish granting jewel, only you can get material enjoyment, material possession, but you can't stop rebirth in the lower realm, achieve higher rebirth or liberation, something, enlightenment. Just from that. So, not only a sky filled with billions of dollars, but filled with gold, diamond, or wish granting jewel. That much, and your life, our life, this precious human body, in each second, having this precious human body is more precious than a sky, filled sky with granting jewel. Okay? So that. Because in each second, with this precious human body, you can achieve, happiness, future life. You can achieve liberation from samsara, ultimate happiness, total cessation of all the suffering causes, and you can achieve full enlightenment. You can clear the cause. In each second, you can clear the those causes, or any happiness you wish you can cause. When you say, in each second, when you generate thought benefiting other sentient beings, when you practice compassion to others, loving kindness to others, you see, having the motivation for the citta and compassion, loving kindness to others, each second you create a cause of enlightenment. So, obtaining enlightenment. So that means, by the way, obtaining also liberation from samsara. That means, by the way, achieving happiness in future lives. So that's the main one. Of course, the happiness of this life, that's not the objective. The clinging, that is not dharma. That's not dharma. That's not the objective. especially with the bodhicitta motivation, every second of this life, you create cause for enlightenment. By the way, the liberation from samsara. But by the way, happiness in future lives. Even you renounced, detached the happiness in this life, but the happiness in this life comes by the way. You know, you see by the way. Even you have renounced, detached. So, in every second of this precious human body that one has, more precious than the whole sky filled with Vishwakarma jewels. That it's unbelievable what you can do in every second, every minute. So no question, minute, hours, you know, one day, then no question. Unbelievable what you can do, this human body, to achieve all this happiness for yourself, to cause happiness in this life, happiness in future life, liberation from suffering, enlightenment, all this benefit to other sentient beings. So much what you can do with this precious human body that we have received this time. Life is full of joy. Life is full of, say, hope. You know? Full of hope. Full of joy. Opportunity. So if you waste our life, even each second, you see, not practicing Dharma, or another term, you see, not keeping healthy mind, you know, healthy mind, pure mind, happy mind, peaceful mind. It's all same. Even one doesn't use Dharma, but the peaceful mind, positive thought, healthy mind. When the mind is angry, is not healthy mind. When the mind is into patience, not possessed by anger, but patience, has a healthy mind. Happy mind, healthy mind, peaceful mind. When the mind is disturbing, negative, obscuring, desire, which function is obscuring your mind, disturbing your mental continuum. So this desire, which is natural pain, you know, pain of mind, sicknesses of mind. So that's not healthy mind. So even just talking from question about healthy body and healthy mind, that's not healthy mind. Without using term Dharma, you see, that's not happy mind. That's suffering mind. You know, natural sickness, natural pain, desire. So pain is to separate away from that object of desire. Worry, fears to separate from that. You see, so now, but in place of that, compassion to other beings. you know, loving kindness to other people. That's a, that is, you see, you're not giving up, you know, from benefiting to that being, see, renouncing out of compassion. It's not that. So instead of that, other painful mind desiring, you have loving kindness, compassion. So that positive, healthy mind. You see, peaceful mind. So, brings happiness to you, happiness right this moment, today, this life, in future lives, and it brings so much peace and happiness to others. So if one doesn't change one's attitude into those positive, healthy, peaceful mind, you see, that which brings only peace and happiness to oneself and to others. The satisfied mind, letting go, grasping, the satisfied mind, the compassion, we can, you know, cherish others, good heart. The previous one, which brings happiness in future lives, brings happiness at the death time, at the last part, at the end of the life, bring happiness. No fear, worry, because of the letting go, the painful mind desire, and then having, you see, having a satisfaction. And happiness in future lives. Then with loving kindness, compassion, with the cherishing others, then the enlightenment, able to benefit others and things, those happiness. So that the healthy mind, happy mind, opposed to ignorance, understanding about ignorance, concept of true existence, meditating, looking at the phenomena in their nature, dependent arising, you know, existing main name, merely by really mind, or the empty, see. Mindfulness, everyday life, I, action, object, which appear a real one existing from their side, then looking at them, hallucination, as their hallucination. So, which means in reality, looking at them empty. So, practice mindfulness in that. While one is driving a car, or while one is shopping in the department store or supermarket, I action object. So, even though you are doing activities, keeping busy, but your mind, you know, at the same time, mind meditating, the I action object, I buying action object, material. So, while you're busy doing activities, but at the same time, mind meditating, looking at them, how they appear to you. So, everything appear not merely labeled by mind, existing from their side. Then you see, looking at them, hallucination, as their hallucination. Or these three, you see, are merely imputed by mind, dependent arising. However, so everything which leads the point deep down in your heart, whichever way you use meditation, it gives you understanding, or these are empty. or while you're talking to a person, while you have a meeting, while you're talking to a person, at the same time, while you're discussing, mind meditate. How does you appear? Action, object, person. See, I'm looking at empty hyper, as I mentioned, which I'm not going to repeat again. So whichever way, dependent arising or looking at the hallucination as hallucination, all three a circle. See, this is an example. So while you're walking the road, same I action walking object road. So mind meditate. You know, so it's like that. Look, how does it, I, action, walking, object, road, how's it appearing? Appearing, not a mid-level of mind. Something real exists. So then, this is gakcha, you know, that my hallucination is certain. Or, meeting people by mind, so these three things. So, whichever way, you see, how everything leads to the empty, that conclusion, see. Same, when one is working in the kitchen, making food, cutting vegetables, whatever, again, same meditation. Yeah. So there's, I guess you can do the same while you're playing golf. Or the football. Anyway, just before I gave the example of the flower, how does the flower appear to you right after your mind immediately impeded? Remember, how does the flower appear to you? Something totally something else. So like that, which is not there. So like this. So again, come back to the subject. Like this. Like this. Every day, whatever you are doing, teaching in the school, working in the hospital, working in the office, at home, taking care of baby, whatever. The eye, action, object, whatever, all, everything appears that way. You know, everything merely impeded by mind, just the second before your mind impeded, then the next second everything appeared. Something else, total hallucination. So therefore, the meditation on emptiness is just a question of being aware. Just a question of being aware. You see, as I mentioned, recognizing dream is dream. Meditation on emptiness, while your life is busy, how to meditate on emptiness? It's a question of being aware. That's it. If you pay attention, mindfulness on that, like that example. So you see everything like that. So, you know, while you're dreaming, constantly, you see, you have thinking this is dream. So, similar here, daytime, through the day, you see, similar, you know. So you see, recognize this hallucination, you know? Instead of holding that it's true, you see, look at the hallucination. So that's it. Then you, in the understanding, it's empty. So, this is how you can meditate while your life is busy. How you can use it from Lamrim, the heart of the Buddha Dharma, 84,000 teachings, the perfection of wisdom. So that you see that teaching, or the heart of that, the Sherev Nimbo, that, see, so that means how you, so you are practicing daily life. So the, you know, often people see that, you know, how to say emptiness, how to, you know, many people think there's no the meditation emptiness, there's no connection with the in the daily life. People think like that. That's totally not understanding, not having recognized the hallucination is a hallucination, you see. So like that. So here you have total world, you have another world, you see. In this way you have a total different world, you know. Because here you don't you're looking at hallucination and hallucination, see. Yeah. Not believing is true. The older way of living our life, from beginner's rebirth, what made us to suffer up to now, die and reborn, is by believing. You see, by holding on to them is true. Now, see, if you want to be liberated from ocean samsara suffering, now we should look at them. False hallucination. That which is false hallucination, you see, is holding. If you let our mind hold on to is true, cause of samsara. Okay? Now if you look at it, look at the hallucination as the hallucination, we don't let our mind to hold on to is not, is that is true, we don't allow. Then that's liberation. That you see. Creating liberation, cause of liberation, see. Result of what you achieve is a total cessation of suffering cause. Again, I got caught in that. So I'm going to read a few pages. Going to read a few pages. So now this is a real Goldilocks Sutra. As I mentioned, the purpose of life is to benefit others. I mentioned before, you see, how precious this is. So now, benefiting others, happiness, life, benefiting others, more important than that, happiness for all the coming future lives to others. More important than that, service is bringing sentiment to liberation, that which is free from the forever from the suffering samsara, then bring in the ultimate liberation, the great liberation, full enlightenment. And that's the most, most beneficial, that's the greatest service or the most beneficial, the greatest benefit to sentient beings. As I mentioned yesterday, explain the reasons. So for that, first one need to achieve full enlightenment. One need to be fully qualified to that, to reveal them path, you see, to guide them. So for success with this, now for success of attaining the whole path of enlightenment, then listening to this golden light teaching, that helps direct your life towards enlightenment. And helps to not get upon lower realms. The immediate danger, what we should need to stop immediately without delay, even second, is a rebirth in the lower realm. And to have a higher rebirth so that we can continue to practice Dharma. The immediate danger, you say, without delay, even second, is that. So by listening to this, as I mentioned story, by hearing this, all the karma get purified. So all of that. Then I mentioned other benefits yesterday, so that's it. So think benefit of all sentient beings, you see. To cause them all this happiness, therefore then I need to see them, therefore I'm going to listen to their Golanga Sutra. Okay? So To give the teaching of the Golanga Sutra from the place where you bring Lama, the teacher who give this teaching, you say from that place, then up to the place where the teaching is given. You see, even the people who bring from there to the place, you see. bring the Lama, see, the guru who gave the Buddhist teaching, from that place to the place where it's given, collect unbelievable merit, unimaginable, so much merit and purification, just from that. Then, where the teaching is given, the throne, see, where the Golanga Sutra teaching is given, there are all these nurses or all the devas, around the throne where this teaching is given. I think some of this is, even 7 days or something. Anyway, so this is how you explain. Yagara Gedu Arya Subrana Parabasu Arya Subrana Parabasu Tama Sutrentra Rajanama Mayana Sutra Pekuta Papa Seva Tamajadam Pajibajeta 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 So you are paying attention to each word that leaves a positive imprint in the mind. And that definitely brings to enlightenment. That each word listening leaves positive imprint in the mind, and that definitely brings to enlightenment. Ends the oceans of samsara suffering, and brings in full enlightenment. So it's good to have a recognition that each word is like we should claim jewel. When we listen teachings, this is good to think that. And how precious, so that I must not miss. So therefore I must pay attention to every single word, so like that. So it's Choje, Sanje, Namanje, Ne, Chinje, Lavaji, Ichin, Lavami, Tupi, Ne, Sha, Cho, So. Kawa cebara, nyebara, nyekawa, sam, dodi, rabdu, cebara, cha, kana, dodi, nyebara, kanda, sen, la, tu, jeda, kanda, kansu, jesu, yi, randa, kanda, coba, coba, namu, jeda, lu, dan, lu, dan, da, mi, ma, jeda, la, mi, nu, ma, yi, kawa, cebara, coba, jeda, so, ja, so, na, ma, me, wa, na, ma, ta, so, na, pung, bo, na, ta, ya, ta, ni, ya, me, wa, dan. Sam, je, mi, ja, ba, je, wa, jo, cu, jo, sam, je, zo, be, sam, je, dan, te, ji, sam, mo, jo, wa, ya, ju, sam, ba, na, ma, je, ja, ra, du, so, wa, ju, wa, ya, sam, me, ko, na, ma, ta, bu, la, di, jen, ba, ju, ko, na, je, ja, bi, sam, ni, ni, ya, ja,
Salakanda yu abaye, salakanda yu abaye. Oh, it's totally very short.
ဒီဘက်ကတော့ဆိုတော့ရှားပါတယ်။ကြဝါညာငါစိပါညာငါတို့ဒီညာဝိသေမညာငါတို့လူကြီးကြပါညာငါနောက်ဆိုကြတဲ့ဘက်ကတော့ကန်တဲ့ဒီဘက်ခါသာတဲ့ကြတော့ကြပါလူကြီးညမညာငါတို့ဒီဘက်တော့တာထေပါညာငါစိပါညာငါတို့ညာဝိသေမညာငါတို့လူကြီးကြပါညာငါနောက်ဆိုကြတဲ့ဘက်ကတော့ကန်တဲ့ဒီဘက်ခါသာတဲ့ကြတော့ကြပါလူကြီးညမညာငါတို့ဒီဘက်တော့တာထေပါညာငါစိပါညာငါတို့ညာဝိသေမညာငါတို့လူကြီးကြပါညာငါနောက်ဆိုကြ Jawatanama, Sanjay 다도와 초조와 최대한 fourth chapter is done. So, fortunately, say, at the very last. So, I'll stop here.